Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, breaking news. There has been a criminal on the loose in America who's been robbing banks, okay?
Okay.
Now, if I was robbing banks, you know they give nicknames to criminals sometimes, don't they?
Yeah.
Right? I would want a better one. I'd want a better nickname than this guy has adopted.
The FBI this afternoon released surveillance video taken from a bank that was robbed yesterday by the so-called Crutch Bandit.
FBI agents are ramping up their search for the so-called Crutch Bandit.
Now, the Crutch Bandit is described as an Asian male.
The Crutch Bandit is described as a thin Asian man.
New details tonight about the arrest of a man believed to be the so-called Crutch Bandit.
The man, clad like a ninja and hobbling on a crutch, hit a Northeast Heights Bank of Albuquerque branch.
Dressed like a ninja and hobbling on a crutch.
A man on a crutch robbing this Albuquerque bank.
The physical disabilities that he had, I think, made him a little more obvious.
The Crutch Bandit.
Crutch Bandit.
Crutch Bandit.
The Crutch Bandit. A man on a crutch robbing this Albuquerque bank.
That's right. His nickname is the Crutch Bandit. God, imagine that, right? You get thrown in jail. You're sharing your cell with Bubba.
Why are you here, boy?
I'm the Crutch Bandit. You want it to be kind of like...
Hi, I'm Bubba. Why are you here, boy?
I'm Carlos the Jackal. I'm the chessboard killer. That's what you want, not I'm the Crutch Bandit.
Please tell me they've caught him. It can't be that hard, surely, to catch somebody dressed as a ninja with a limp.
I mean, he was dressed like a ninja with a balaclava on his head and crutches and kind of hobbling around a bit, so I think that may have made him a little bit easier to identify.
FBI agents are ramping up their search for the so-called Crutch Bandit.
They've brought the FBI in?
Yeah,
for this?
I found some better nicknames, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Arsenic Anna.
Okay.
That's good. US serial killer back in the day. Mm. The Birdman of Alcatraz.
Yeah.
The Axeman of New Orleans.
That's horrible.
The Claw.
Mm-hmm.
FBI agents are ramping up their search for the so-called Crutch Bandit.
And the Crutch Bandit. I've also found some worse criminal nicknames than the Crutch Bandit, though, just to make him feel a bit better.
What ones have you found?
The Leprechaun Bandit, who was a US bank robber. You're not going to be scared of him, are you?
Right.
And quite easy to catch, I'd imagine, Leprechaun Bandit. Ice Pick Willie. He was a US mobster.
How did he get that name?
Ice Pick Willie. And
do you know, when you found out these names, do you know how they then got them? No? You don't know how Ice Pick Willie got his name?
No, I don't.
Right, okay.
And someone who is mafioso in the US called Bender.
Right.
FBI agents are ramping up their search for the so-called Crutch Bandit. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. Have you got Undercrackers on?
Yes.
You sure?
Do you want to have a look? Do you want to have a look?
No, I don't really want to have a look, no.
Why are you asking me if I've got pants on?
Because yesterday you didn't have pants on.
I did have pants on.
Your stylist left you a note saying, remember the undies tomorrow.
Right, can I point out, I don't normally have a stylist. It's because I'm doing this TV show which starts next week on BBC Three called Upstaged.
Oh, really?
And they've decided to get me some clothes.
But why do they need to style your underwear?
Right, the lady...
Are you just doing it in your boxers?
No, the lady yesterday did leave a note, didn't she, saying... Bring pants tomorrow.
Bring your undies tomorrow.
And you thought I'd gone commando and been going around various shops trying on different clothes with no pants
on. And that's not very hygienic.
Oh, come on, everyone at some point has gone to a changing room, realised they've got no pants on, but still tried the jeans on anyway. Everyone's done that, haven't they?
No.
Neither have I.
I have never tried clothes on without some kind of undergarment on. You offer going to shop changing room.
No, I've never done it. I've never done it. But I reckon people probably have. You don't know where them clothes have been.
Oh, that is so wrong.
You don't know, do you?
No, you don't.
Anyway, I've worked out why she said bring pants tomorrow.
Okay.
Because she's bringing me... She's thought I'd get cold because a lot of Upstage is outside. So she's bringing me in some thermal underwear today.
You have a stylist choosing your thermal underwear for you.
It wasn't my idea. So if some thermals turn up at Radio 1 Reception, they'll be for me.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people liking the Crotch Bandit.
Also lots of suggestions for how Ice Pick Willie might have got his name.
Mm. The Leprechaun Bandit would have been quite easy to catch, wouldn't he, really? Hello there! I mean, that's him, that's the Leprechaun
Bandit.
Wouldn't
he have been very small?
There he is. Pardon?
Wouldn't he have been very small?
Yeah, probably.
Well, harder to find.
The one that doesn't speak was telling me just a minute ago, there's several films about called Leprechaun, and they're horror movies where they get kind of murdered by Leprechaun. And Jennifer Aniston's in one of them.
Really?
More on this later. Oh, I'm doing it again, huh?
Yes, you are. Yeah. Is this your big tease?
Yeah. Hey, boy. Who are you? Why are you here? I'm Bender. Also, Ice Pick Willie.
Because Bender's another nickname that you've got of a criminal, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I said that before.
Well, 5 minutes ago.
All right. Ice Pick Willie was a hitman for the mob.
Right.
And his choice of weapon was an ice pick.
Oh,
that's
right.
From Kieran from Weymouth. So if you are listening, Ice Pick Willie, I would like to point out that I was in no way trying to mock you in the last 10 minutes on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Are you ready for my new game?
I'm ready.
Here it is, the Love or Hate Game. Right, this is how it works. You know how every celebrity has got loads of fan sites on the internet?
Yeah.
Well, for every fan site, there is a hate site, or maybe some more than one. Now, the idea is that I give you the name of a celebrity, and you tell me, you can play along at home or in the car as well, you tell me whether you think they have more love sites or more hate sites on the internet.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, this isn't that scientific. Basically, all we've done is look up the phrases, I love so-and-so, or I hate so-and-so on the World Wide Web and see how many more love or hate sites this celebrity has.
Okay.
Okay? Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's play the love or hate game on Radio 1. First one. Kerry Katona. Kerry Katona.
So I just say love or hate?
Does she have more love or more hate?
She has more hate.
You think she has more hate?
I can't imagine there's even one love site. So I'd say hate.
Kerry Katona has 333 love sites.
Get out of here.
And 228 hate sites. So, I'm afraid...
No!
Wrong. She's got much more love than hate on the internet.
That is madness.
Well, it's true. Right, next one. Are you ready on the love or hate game?
Yeah.
Okay. Paris Hilton. More love or more hate on the internet?
I'd say more hate.
No, wrong again. Love, 88,400. Hate, 21,300. There's a load more love for Paris. You wouldn't necessarily think that, would you?
No.
Right, next one. Gail Platt off Coronation Street. Does Gail Platt have more love or more hate on the internet?
I would say love, surely. I'm not very good at this game.
No, wrong again.
There are more hate than love for Gail Platt.
Yes, there are. She's got 5 hate sites and 4 love sites.
Oh, it's a close one, though.
Okay.
It's a difficult one, that.
Okay, you ready for next one?
Yes.
Radio 1 DJ, Scott Mills. More hate or more love?
I would say hate.
Why?
Just because...
Straight away. Oh, hate.
Well... I think there are hate sites to a lot of us somewhere around, you know.
I don't know whether to feel hurt or not.
I would say, well, you've got Geek World as your loved one, and I would
say... So you're saying I'm hated on the internet, that's what you're saying?
I'm saying that there may be... You've got Geek World as the loved one, and maybe there are 2 hate ones.
Get on with it, is that your answer?
Yes. Hate.
Oh, dear. No, wrong again, sorry. 377 love, 135 hate.
You have 3,377 love sites on the internet.
377 of I love Scott Mills or I hate Scott Mills.
Right.
Yeah.
And how many hate?
135.
Oh, right, That's good. That's a good ratio for you.
You know
well
what they
done.
Say, though? Don't ever Google yourself, because it's like walking into a big party where everyone hates you.
Yeah, go on.
Comments include, this is why I've long since stopped listening to the radio, and he should go off and do something that he's really suited for.
Blimey.
Like a state agency.
And they're on your love side.
Right, next one. Princess Diana. I like it that I'm just before Princess Diana on the list. More love or more hate?
More love, I would say.
More love?
Yeah.
First one you've got right, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, surprisingly. Well done. Love, as you'd expect, 1,050. Hate, 6. Comments include, I hate Princess Diana. She was such a noob.
Noob?
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, because I mean, Paris Hilton's got more love sites than Princess Diana.
Next one. Chappers.
Hate.
Hate?
Yeah.
No, sorry. You've got 10. I love Chappers. And 0 hate.
I think you must have searched wrongly.
No, I don't think so.
If you do Mark Chapman, I get the whole John Lennon killer as well, so that ups the hate.
Well, we were just going on you, not the John Lennon, same name. Next one. Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
More love or more hate?
I'll say love.
You think?
Yeah, I'll say love. You never know, do you?
No, you're wrong. No, I'm joking. Of course, it's love.
What are the figures?
7,780 I love Mother Teresa sites. 150 Mother Teresa hate. Who finds the time to run a Mother Teresa website? I hate her.
So according to that, Mother Teresa has more hate sites than me or you. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think the world order's gone somewhere wrong here.
I like this game. We'll carry on. It's going on a bit, but I like it. George Bush, love or hate?
Hate.
Yeah, okay, 16,900 hate, love, 965.
There's a
though.
Big difference
yeah.
there.
Chris Moyles?
Love.
I think Chris Moyles, love. Correct again. 1,100, love, Chris Moyles. 341 hate. Britney Spears?
Love.
Is correct again. 34,100 loves, 9,950 hates. So it seems the only people with more hate sites than love sites are George Bush and Gail Platt. And only we've checked out Hitler, 12,900 hates. Only Hitler and George Bush appear to be more hated than Britney Spears. And that ends the love or hate game on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Jane.
Hi, Jane. Oh, I didn't think you wanted to give your name out on the radio.
I know.
Oh, rubbish. Anyway, what are you going to say?
I've gone commando when I'm trying stuff on.
In changing rooms?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anyone who says they haven't is lying.
How many times have you done this?
Oh, probably too numerous to mention.
What have you tried on? A dress.
Yeah, but I have to say, if anything, if you look at ladies' underwear, some items of underwear are very, there's not a lot to them anyway, is there? So really, the amount of protection that they're giving is minimal.
Well, they do cover bits, you know.
Obviously, you don't, do the whole kind of getting into the jeans properly thing. You just superficially put them on, you know.
What, keep them round your knees?
How do you not get into jeans properly? Surely you just put them on.
Kind of like bend your knees a bit and make sure they're
checked. No, just you.
I think you're making this worse as you go along.
Yeah. So you crouch down in your jeans that aren't yours that you're trying on in the changing room.
No. I'm saying you wouldn't do that if you were going commando, but.
What are you on about? You're digging yourself a bigger hole there.
I am. But okay. I'm not sure there must be more people out there.
No, just put some pants on.
Just put pants on. It's not
makes
difficult.
Makes life a lot easier.
Okay, as you told.
Thank you.
She said anyone that says they don't do it is lying or hasn't done it.
That's not true.
So, Chappers, moment of truth, I'll ask you again. Have you ever... I've got the lie detector on now. Have you ever got into a changing room and tried anything on with no pants on?
No.
False.
Yeah, see, lie detector never lies.
I don't think that's very scientific. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Brad.
Hi, Brad, you okay?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
It's just you were talking about Leprechaun, the movies.
Yeah, I've never heard of them before, but the one that doesn't speak was just telling me.
Well, I haven't seen any of them, but apparently, he was in Celebrity Scissorhands this year. He was he played the lead.
Warwick Davis?
Warwick Davis, who was also one of the Ewoks in Return of the Jedi.
I quite like it that you mentioned that he was in Celebrity Scissorhands before you mentioned that he was in Star Wars.
And now he's given the information, he's gone.
Yeah, he's off straight away. I've just found the...
He didn't want to stay and chat.
No, he didn't. I've just found the synopsis. It sounds quite bad.
Okay.
When Dan O'Grady returns to the US after stealing some Irish leprechaun's pot of gold... This is an actual film. He thinks he can settle down and enjoy his newfound wealth. He thought wrong. The leprechaun followed him, and O'Grady barely gets away with his life, having locked the little monster in his basement. 10 years later, JD and his spoiled daughter Tori move in. By accident, the leprechaun is released, and almost immediately, the annoying creature starts to look for his gold, not displaying any respect for human life.
Right. Are you sure the one that doesn't speak hasn't just written that?
Did you make that up?
Has made it up, and this now you've gone and read it on air.
And there's about six films or something. That's amazing.
Leprechaun.
No.
It's out. It's out of the crate.
There we are. It's definitely a film. I need to check this out. I'm going to get Leprechaun out tonight.
Are you?
I want to see it. It sounds better than Snakes on a Train. Remember that one? It's better.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people on the text actually do hate Gail Platt.
It's astonishing,
That's
isn't
weird.
It, really?
I don't understand. Who has the time to run a hate website for somebody? It just baffles me. How can there be a celebrity that you hate so much that you spend most of your spare time carefully maintaining a website about how much you hate somebody?
Also, Gail Platt isn't strictly a celebrity.
No.
She's a
she's
character.
She's not real. I mean, I don't know. Who could hate someone like myself or Mother Teresa so much that we deserve a hate website?
It's a good question.
What have we done to you to make you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
If you do run some kind of hate website for a celebrity, maybe you could text 81199.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I found this show that was on telly last night, and they were having lots of little clips of award ceremonies.
Yeah.
Right? And do you know what they do at award ceremonies when people go on too long, where they're doing acceptance speeches?
Oh, they do it at the Oscars. They the music comes
they
on.
They have a special piece of music that basically says, shut up and get off.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking, I would like that bit of music to carry around with me wherever I went, so that if people were waffling and doing my head in, yeah, I could just play that music and they would get the hint.
Right.
So I've got the music.
Okay, let's hear the music. You just take the music with you wherever you go.
They're mid-speech, and they play the music louder and louder to shut them up, and then they just have to walk off embarrassed. So if somebody is waffling on and just prattling away and you're getting bored, rather than being rude...
Is this aimed at anybody in particular?
Well, the way I'm... It's kind of aimed at myself at the moment, because this is going on really long. But yeah, you, for example?
I never waffle in the pub.
You do in the pub quite a lot. You know? You repeat yourself, you do that more coming up.
And another thing.
Yes.
Right?
So I just hit the thing.
The thing is...
Turn it up loud.
No, but the thing is... Have I told you about the time that... Hello? It kind of works. It's good.
And imagine if you did it with your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband and wife. It would solve all arguments.
What, like when they're being kind of intense?
Yeah, you know?
Okay, let's try it, okay?
Right.
So I'm
you're going to be my other half.
I'm your intense boyfriend.
Okay, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right, there's something I kind of need to ask you, right?
Yeah.
Because you know, we've been seeing each other for a while now.
Yeah.
And I think it's got to that kind of time in the relationship where... I think it's got to that time in the relationship. I think it's got to that time in the relationship where...
I can't hear you.
And then, right, you stayed out late and you went out with your friends again instead of coming to see me. And you said you'd be home for dinner. That is a great idea.
See? Think how many relationships that could help.
Just one press of play and the music comes on. Sorry, love, I really can't hear you. Podcast. It's astonishing. Like, some people run these hate websites for celebrities. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Tim from Perth.
Okay, do you run one of these websites?
Yes, I do.
Who for?
For Eduardo.
I'm sorry, you've lost me. Who's that?
It's a footballer.
Fredwardo, did you say?
Yes, I did.
Right. And it's still in operation now?
Yeah, it is at the moment.
Okay.
And when did you set this up?
I set up a while ago, probably about a week or two ago, just because after the injury, the same things happened to me. And yeah, I think he's just a bit of a diver, or just a bit of a over-exaggerated things, you know?
Fair.
Right. Not his injury, though.
Yeah, his injury is over exaggerated. That's like, same thing happened to me with the bone and stuff, you know. I just think.
Can you just explain to me how you over exaggerate a triple fracture of your leg?
Not really, but it's happened to me and it's sore, but you basically just go into a numbness stage and it's just numb and just, yeah, everyone.
Right, but he's broke his leg.
It's impossible to over exaggerate it, in all honesty.
Maybe not over-exaggerate it, but it's just... Everyone's just making such a big fuss over it.
And that's why you hate him?
Yes, I do.
I'll just explain this to you, Scott. Probably the worst injury seen on a football field this season.
I think I saw that one. I saw the picture.
And in actually going back a few seasons. And right. That comes from somebody who isn't a... obviously, I'm a Manchester United fan, not an Arsenal fan. But what a pillock.
Yeah, he's one of those people that runs the hate website. We've tried to call a few people back. There was a girl who is in Derry who runs a website, or did run a website, for hating Amy Winehouse. When I spoke to her, she didn't really quite know why.
Right.
I was like, why? She was like, I don't know, really. I presume it's because she hates Amy Winehouse. But she's given that up now, anyway. Also... There's somebody that runs a I Hate Penny Smith website. How can you hate Penny Smith so much to run a website about her? I mean, how can you hate Penny Smith so much that you have time to maintain a website? As well as, I presume, holding down some kind of job.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul, where are you?
I'm in High Wycombe.
How can I help?
Hey, I'm just phoning about the music thing. You can also do the same thing with the telly.
It's not as subtle.
But what I do with the wife is she starts talking about something and goes on too long, just turn the volume up. Works a treat.
Yeah. How does she feel about that?
Well, I don't know. It works, so I feel okay.
I think that if you had this music on standby at any point, it'd be a lot better for you.
Yeah, we could do, or you could just turn up Coronation Street music.
What do you do then? Do you just keep turning it up louder and louder?
Yeah, just subtly, just gradually, you know, one notch at a time.
So it's kind of like you have the remote under your leg, so she can't see that you're actually flicking the buttons.
Yeah, down the side of the city.
And eventually is it so deafening that you can't hear her at all?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, just, you know, gradually it volumes up.
That's
over
really
a couple
good.
Of
There's a lesson to be learnt for all of us, I think, there.
Very impressed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, apart from Adele... who is filth. I need to back that up.
You do,
with
yes.
Her song, Chasing Pavement. Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavement? That's, yeah, a lot of people looking up a certain website which has dictionary definitions of urban phrases yesterday to finding out what chasing pavements really means. But apart from her song, today's music is...
tame.
It's tame in comparison to what... parents and grandparents used to listen to when they were your age. I've got some more here that people have been sending in. If you are aware of any others that, you know, in your mum or dad's or nan and granddad's record collections that I should be aware of that they used to listen to that are filth, then let me know. 81199. Here's one. This is the Eagles off of the 70s, and Take It Easy. Do you almost do that thing where I read along the lyrics?
Yeah, I like that, because that makes you sound funny as well.
Okay, here we go. Well, I'm running down the road, trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Seven?
That's not right at all.
That's not right. That's the first line of the song. Imagine your granddad singing along to this. Blimey. I know.
You get into trouble.
It gets worse. Also off of the 70s. A song by the Drifters, which is very popular at the time, I'm led to believe, called Like Sister and Brother. Would you like to hear that one?
Part of me wants to say no, but go okay. On then.
Like sister and brother, we'll wave to each other. We don't want all the world to know we are really lovers. So we'll talk about the weather till we're alone together. And all the world will fade and die. And baby, there is only you and I.
I know you keep looking at me to say something after you've done these, but most of the time I'm rendered speechless. Sister and brother, we'll wave to each other. We don't want all the world to know we are really lovers, so we'll talk about the weather till we're alone together.
That's not nice.
No.
And also, final one from the filthy to listen to. A Eurovision entry off of the 70s from Brotherhood of Man called Save All Your Kisses for Me. This wouldn't be allowed now, would it? Listen. You know you've got to save your kisses for me. Save all your kisses for me. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. Won't you save them for me, even though you're only three? I don't think you get away with that now.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So many people want the Oscars music for when they're going on, just to start playing Parents' Evening, maybe. Boring meetings that are just going on. Once the music swells up and comes on, it's time to get off. Our lecturer's been on as well, saying, if any of my students use that tomorrow, I will personally track you down and hurt you.
Really?
Yeah. We've got to make this a download, surely. Hello, Radio 1.
Hiya.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Emma.
Where are you, Emma?
I'm in Harrogate.
What are you saying?
Well, I just need that music, because my RS teacher, he's just, like, all the time saying that when we're all older, we're going to have depressing lives, and we're not going to be able to get a pension, and we're going to have to work till we're 100 years old. And that we're not going to be able to retire, and that we're just going to be really poor and have rubbish lives.
What's that got to do with RS?
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm doing a Marx Gospel and Issues course, and one and the issues, nothing to do with it, completely irrelevant, but he always seems to track it back.
He just likes to cheer you up a bit.
Yeah, you know, he's a very uplifting person.
So, like, imagine you're your RS teacher for a second, right? Could you do me a kind of thing of what he would say, and I'll bring up the music behind you.
Okay.
Go.
Well, when you're older, you're not going to be able to buy a house when you leave university because all the houses in Harrogate are far too expensive and your student budget is too small to pay for one. Excuse me, class, are you listening?
That is brilliant. you want me to do this a download for you, don't you?
Yes.
That's
yes,
not a problem.
Please.
Okay, we need to sort it out. Love you, Emma.
Good luck in your next.
You.
Good luck in your next RS lesson.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Thanks, Scott.
There are actually words to this music. Do you know that?
No.
Performed by Jack Black and Will Ferrell at the Oscars a few years ago. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
It's very good. It's called You're Boring.
This is it. Your time is through.
You're boring. You're rambling on, no end in sight.
You're boring.
No need to thank your parakeet. You're boring.
Look at Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's snoring. You could have rushed up to the stage, but you were lollygagging
and turning off your microphone and cutting to a commercial for Del Taco.
Del Taco.
Good, that, isn't it? Jack Black and Will Ferrell at the Oscars singing what everyone thinks.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
How you doing?
Good.
Sweet.
Do you want to play my new game?
Do I?
Yeah.
Go.
It's called Love or Hate. You know how people, celebrities have a lot of people that love, a lot of people that hate on online? Mm. They have sites of love and sites of hate.
I'm familiar with a few. Yeah. More so on one side than the other. Mm.
Right, okay. You have to guess which celebrities have more hate or love. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Simon Cowell. Do more people love...
Hate.
...or more people hate him?
More people hate him.
You think?
Yep.
No, what? Wrong. Love, 5,540. Hate, 702.
The pendulum has swung. Whoa.
Mika.
Hate.
You think?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Do I have? Was that part of the deal? I had to qualify my answer.
I just.
Oh, you've got a difficult contestant here.
It's fine, mate. We'll talk about that another time.
Oh God. Okay. You're saying hate.
Yeah.
No.
What?
No.
Love. The pendulum has swung.
Love. 26,900.
Throw my name in there. No, you're dying to.
No. Hate. No. 1,500.
Wow.
I know.
Good for him.
Radio 1 DJ Zane Lowe.
Hate. Definitely.
Wrong again.
What?
Love, 117. Hate, 82.
It's close though, isn't it? To be fair.
No, that's a decent gap.
You could have exaggerated those numbers a little bit, couldn't you? Really? You could have. I mean, the thing is, you could have told me that in private.
Sorry.
For all intents and purposes. I don't think the BBC standards of conduct would have really been too upset if you'd thrown a couple of hundred on the love site.
We're nearly loved as much as Mika, don't worry about it.
And you're not hated as much as Mother Teresa.
No.
From earlier.
You know what's funny, right. though? You know what's funny, though? I should expect that because I was, I think, like 36th person more annoying than Mick Hucknall.
I was on that as well.
And I was above some pretty annoying people. I was like 43 places above George W. Bush Jr. That's a true story.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.